And welcome to episode 7 of the Hollywood Knitter podcast. My name is Allison, and I'll be your host. Today is Saturday, August 13th, and in the episode today, we'll have some applause, some now playing, coming attractions, a little gossip, a Hollywood Knitter nominee, an LA story, and some production notes. So let's get started, shall we? First, I want to welcome everybody for coming back if you're a continuing listener and say hello to all the new listeners, and I hope you enjoy it. First up is applause. I want to greatly thank everybody who sent me emails, Ravelry messages, joined the Ravelry group, friended me on Ravelry. I greatly appreciate and love hearing that you guys enjoy the podcast. That really is great impetus to continue recording, that people are out there listening and they like what I'm doing. And the second applause for this week goes to the amazingly, awesomely awesome, with extra awesome sauce, Toady Joe, who sent me some beautiful hand spun. Now, the story behind this is that I met Toady Joe, who, aka Amy, at Camp Kip, and we became friends, and now we Twitter with a bunch of other people. And I saw on Twitter a few weeks ago that she was sort of offering handspun. Like, some people were saying that there was a, from Black Sheep Gathering, I think there was a little handspun thing going around, and some people said, oh, I would love to knit with handspun, but I don't spin. And she was like, well, I've got some extra if you don't mind my handspun. And I was like, well, if she's offering, I want to get in on that, because I have been resisting learning to spin or drop spindle or anything, because I barely have enough time to, like, knit and crochet, I think, sometimes. And it's just another aspect of the craft that I know I would become enamored with, and then I would have, you know, fleeces everywhere. So I've just been really resisting doing it, but I really love handspun, and I love what people do, and I haven't had many chances to knit with it. So I basically, you know, tongue-in-cheek say, hey, if you're offering it, and she was like, oh, totally, we'll send you some, and she did, and it was lovely. She sent me so much. She sent me some wonderful green, and then this navy, I don't even know what they are, I didn't even ask, but they're awesome. And she also sent me some natural and some boucle, so I'm hoping to be knitting with that soon. I'm on the lookout for some projects, which I'll discuss later in this episode. So thanks again, Toady Joe, and you should totally go listen to her. She has the Outlier podcast also. She doesn't do nearly enough episodes, but the ones she does are very funny. And as a result of all of this handspun, I have creplets galore. And listen to our last podcast if you don't know what creplets are. So moving on into now playing and what is on my needles. Well, what is on my needles is Cassidy, which is the Chic Knits cable cardigan. Though she's giving me not the pattern or the yarn itself, but I gave myself some issues with this one. I have finished the back and both side fronts, and I actually did the 3-needle bind off to join the front and the back, and then I left the rest of the stitches live for the neck, because I'm going to pick up for the button band and around the neck later, because I'm not going to do the hood on it. And then I started knitting on the sleeves, and I knit, and about halfway through the sleeve, when I was joining the next ball, I'm like, Houston, we may have a problem. Because where I was storing the yarn for this, it wasn't like right out in the open, and so I don't think I realized how little I had left, but as I was joining on this second ball, I'm like, oh crap, I have one ball left and I have a sleeve to knit. Crap, I'm not gonna have enough yarn. And then I was like thinking, I'm like, why am I not gonna have enough yarn? I thought I bought enough. And then I'm like, oh wait, Allison, you bought enough for the pattern as originally written, but then you decided to lengthen it by about 3.5 inches on the, you know, the front and back pieces. And I'm like, oh, that would have taken all my extra yardage that I was gonna have for the button band. Duh. If you're going to make pattern modifications like lengthening it or making it bigger, then you need more yarn. It was such a dope moment. So I finished knitting the sleeves, and I literally have about, I don't know, 10 yards left after knitting the second sleeve. So even before that, I went ahead and put in an order to Webs, which is where I got it, and for 2 more balls. Though I was pretty sure I only need one, but after this little fiasco I got to. And the whole reason I didn't get extra in the beginning is because I hate having those extra balls lying around, like the single balls. They bother me. I don't like to have leftovers. I'm really not a leftover girl. Though I have a ton of leftovers and random skeins, because we all buy the random skeins and I don't like them, and so I need to stop doing that. So, anyways, Cassidy is actually all knit up and I'm ready to do the button band, but I'm gonna actually put it down for a little while until after I come back from vacation, and then I will get up again, do the sleeves, join the sleeves, and then start picking up the button band. But I'm pretty close to being done. I'm really happy with it. It's very cushy. The cables came out really nice, and I'm hoping the next step will be painless and I'll be able to have a new cardigan probably in September sometime. The other project that I'm loving and is almost done too, like really close to being done, is the Tagete shawl by Romy Hill from her Seven Small Shawls ebook. And I'm knitting that in Madeline Tosh and Impulse of Delight yarn, which is an indie dyer online, which does amazing things. And this shawl is a striped shawl for the main body, but instead of being knit top or bottom up, it's knit from side to side. So you start off with like, one or stitches and you increase to the widest part of the shawl and then you decrease, and those are all striped. And then you pick up for your lace edging along the edge with your main color. So my colors are like these blues, like these watery blues. And then the contrasting color is Madeline Tosh, which is this mainly brown, but with also some greenish in it. And so it really goes together really well. So I'm actually on the lace now. I picked it up. Had some issues with the numbers, and I didn't go ch check back on the pattern to see if there was literally an errata or if I was just messing it up. But I picked it up, and then I was off two stitches. So I just did a decrease till I got to the right number of stitches because it was, picking up. I don't even know how much it was, 150, 200 stitches. I'm not that much of a perfectionist. Nobody's gonna see it. I have made it through the two charts, which are about, each chart is 8 rows, so I'm through that. And then on the last chart, the C chart, she gives you a larger chart so that you can choose to make that lace section larger if you'd like to, or if you have more yarn. So I went through the 3 rows recommended, and I actually have more of the Madeline Tosh, which is my main color. I guess it's my main color. I said it before, it's contrasting. It's actually the main color. And I have more left. And so, as I just said, I don't like to have little balls of yarn. So I'm doing a few more rows of the lace repeat before picking up with the contrasting color to do the edging and bind off. And the shawl also, I think, calls for a picot edging. And I'm probably not going to do that. I'm not a big fan of the picot edge. I haven't decided what kind of edge, but it'll be more of a flat edge that I prefer. That is also really close to being done, and I'm hoping to finish that up in the next week, which will be exciting. The third project on my hook, I actually started last night, and I was going to an event last night, and I didn't have anything quick to do. And I had talked about last episode about doing the cat blanket with the Lion Brand homespun. So I pulled out the hook, and I pulled out the stuff, and I started my chaining. And I'm doing just a really simple block, I guess you would call it, or little blanket. I basically cast on or chained 42 stitches, and then I'm doing alternating rows of single crochet and triple crochet. And then I'm just basically doing it until I run out of yarn, and then this will go to my cat Gus for his bed that he sleeps in under my bed, which is actually an empty plastic bin that he sleeps in, and he's actually there right now snoring away. So I thought I would put this blanket in there since he loves my other homespun blanket. He needs it like it's a mother and he purrs like crazy. So I thought he might actually like his own little blanket and then I can put it in his little sleep spot. Maybe he won't need my other blanket quite so much, but I'm not sure about that. So that's on the hook, and actually I'm about halfway done. I did some last night and some this morning. I mean, it's so easy and crochet is so fast. I love crochet for that. Blankets anyways, because they do go really quickly. I'm about halfway through with the skein, and I'm sure I'll finish that up in the next few days. So next episode, I should have all of these FOs. It'll be so exciting. I feel like I haven't finished anything in a while. That's all that's on my hooks and needles. Moving on to coming attractions, which is obviously very awesome because I'm going to have all the stuff off the needles. Big thing I want to do is I want to use some homespun from Toti Joe. I want to make something cushy and awesome and loved because another spinner spun this and she gave it to me, and I'm going to be able to make something and wear it, and that's awesome. But because I've never had homespun and I've never really looked around for projects that specifically show off the awesomeness of homespun, I started to do that a little, and because I also don't know exactly how much yardage I have. I mean, it's not enough for like a huge shawl, but it's definitely enough for maybe a shawlette, especially if I contrast it with something. I was looking around at something, at least for one of the colors for that. And I actually think, and it's kind of a copycat because I saw on Toni Jo's site she did one too, but the Boneyard shawl, because it's by Stephen West, it's a perfect little, plain shawl, little shawlette that will show off the yarn. And so I'm thinking that for some of the homespun she gave me, I'll make that. The other thing in terms of coming attractions that I'm going to do is after all these big projects where I feel like I haven't finished anything in a while, even though most of them are coming off the needles, I'm feeling the urge for a small project kick, which I get every so often. I'm going to basically tomorrow, going to go through Bobbery and pick five or six small projects, probably hats, maybe some scarves, maybe fingerless mitts, basically baby things, things that will one be quick knits, two will use up some of these random skeins I have in my stash that I really want to use up, either leftovers from other projects or just single skeins that I bought back in the day because I was didn't realize that maybe single skeins are not the way for me. I'm hoping to do that, and then I'm hoping to knit on these while I do my vacation, which I will talk about in gossip as we come up to now. So I've talked about it before, and I go on vacation in 10 days for 8 days. So in 10 days, I go on vacation for over a week where I'm taking over a week off of work, which I haven't done that in a very long time. I'm excited. This is the trip I'm doing with my nephew. I try to take him every year. He lives in Massachusetts. And I try to have him either come out here for a week every summer with someone or take him somewhere else. And this year he's coming out with my mom, and we're going to the Grand Canyon, Zion National Park, and Bryce National Park, as well as a little stopover in Vegas and LA. That will be very exciting. I've been spending a lot of time thinking about what I need. We're gearing up. We're not actually camping because I have a small car and they're coming even from Massachusetts. So we are actually staying in Grand Canyon. We're going to the North Rim and we're staying at the lodge there. Then we have a nice place in Zion, like right outside the park. And then in Bryce, the same thing. We have a night in a hotel. But we are going to do a lot of hiking and I need new hiking shoes. So I've been looking into that and I love shopping for shoes in multiple places. And then just random things, new water bottles because my water bottles got lost on a camping trip and different things like that. So, I've been having a lot of fun doing all my lists and all my little pre-vacation checklists and what I want to do and things I need to get done. And one of those is the projects, is figuring out what I was going to knit. And I finally hit upon and decided to do this little small project stash. So, I should be able to pair a pattern in a ball or so of yarn in the needles and fit that into my car because I also have limited, I drive a Ford Focus hatchback and we're going to have four of us in our luggage. I actually told my mom that she is only allowed a carry-on to bring back with her from Massachusetts. And this is tough for my mother because she likes to have choices, she says, and multiple shoe options, even if she never wears them. And I'm trying to tell her this. Not only are we limited in the space in our car, but we're pretty much hiking the whole time. We have like, the one night in Vegas and the one in LA, but we're hiking the whole time and she needs to just be okay with that. Though we do have to bring a wide range of clothes because we're going from Grand Canyon, where it gets down in the 40s at night, to Zion, where it's like 100 right now. So we do have to bring a slight range in clothing, but it's all about layers. And she's a New England girl, so she'll be good with layers. That's the exciting thing, and I can't wait. I just can't wait. It's such a countdown. Like every day at work, it's like I only have, 10 more sleeps until I'm on vacation. Yay! What else do I have in gossip? Another thing that just opened up and which I'm registered for, even though it's way far away, I'm super excited, is the next session of Camp Kip, which will be in April of next year in Missouri. And this is what I did last year, or this year rather, and inspired me to start this podcast. So it's awesome, and I'm so excited Jackie's doing it again from the Kipping It Real podcast, and I'm signed up and I'm in Camp 2, which is where most of the veteran campers. And I know that session is already filled up. But if you still want to go, crazy, crazy Jackie, because she had so many new people that wanted to go, but she wanted to let the old people who really wanted to go come back. She's actually doing two sessions. She's insane. And so I believe the session for Camp One may still be open. And if it is, and you have any desire to go to a knitting camp, which is incredible, I would highly, highly recommend you sign up. It's campkip.com, I believe. And this is great because it's different from your other kind of fiber events, like stitches or anything like that. There are no set classes, there are no set agendas, there's no huge market. It's basically hanging out with a bunch of knitters for a few days in this great setting at this great conference center, great outdoor space, and meeting knitters and connecting and staying up and knitting and during the day and getting sun. And it was just so relaxing and so wonderful at the same time. And I highly recommend, if you can't do that one, do something similar in your area if anybody offers these kind of retreats where you hang out and get away from it all with people that are very similar to you. So you'll hear more about that as we gear up to it. It's not till April of next year, but I'm very excited. And because of that, I also mentioned because of how awesome Camp Kip was, I did sign up for the Cognitive Fiber Retreat, which is Dr. Gemma of the Cognitive Fiber podcast. And hers is in the first weekend of October. And it's just like a one night or one day kind of thing. And I'm going, and Tony Joe will be there, and we're going to have an awesome, fun time. And I'm very excited about that because I need to meet more knitters because we're awesome people. That actually is right after the weekend after Vogue Knitting LA, which I have the one class I'm signed up for, the photography class with Amy Swenson, and then the market. So there's a lot of fibery events in store for me in the next year, at least these three. And so that's awesome. I'm so excited. In addition to my other things going, like I have a trip to Portland with some girlfriends from college in October that we're going to do, and that will be exciting, especially after hearing all of these trip reports from Sauk Summit. Like, I'm running a list of like places to eat and places to visit. I can't make them visit too many fibery places because they're not fibery people, sad. I've tried to convert them, but it hasn't worked. But I can probably get them into one or two places, so I'm trying to pick which ones I really want to go to so I can get them to go without it being too much fibery for them. But I'm really looking forward to that too. Another recent thing I did is I mentioned that I'm a process knitter, so I knit a lot of these projects without anyone in mind. And they go into a box, like my gift box. Well, I've recently had the opportunity to go through my gift box because I had a friend from college have a baby. She had a baby boy. I mean, a friend from high school, not a friend from college. We went to high school together. Anyway, she lives in the Netherlands. She's actually Dutch, and she had a baby boy. So I went through my stash and I am sending her some dishcloths that I had finished, as well as a baby sweater I'd done a while ago. And I'm sending her a little purse I'd done years ago that I love, like a little hand purse. It looks kind of Victorian-ish, but it's been sitting in there, and I haven't had a person I thought would appreciate it. But then seems like it might be right up her style. So I have all of those. They're actually packed up, wrapped up, and ready, and I just need to go to the post office and get them in the mail. And I'm hoping to do that probably early next week. But when I went through that, I found a moth. Yes. I keep them in this basket, and I opened the basket and out a moth flew. Boop, boop, boop. And I was like, crap. Really? So I pick out the top knit, and sure enough, it was a Fair Isle hat I had done. I think, I don't remember the pattern, but it was something I wasn't very pleased with, and it went into the boxes. I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do with this. I think maybe I'll donate it to charity. It was all wool, et cetera, et cetera. It was just in that one, so I'm hoping that there's nothing else. I didn't break everything out and freeze it and everything, just because I don't have the room in my freezer. I don't. I'm just hoping against hope it was just that one and it's going to live. And I killed it, of course. I found it and killed it. So, yes, I'm a moth killer. But I did use that as an opportunity to go through the gift box a little bit, and that's why I actually gave like two projects. Like, one was this hat that ended up being too big, and I don't know what I'll do with it. I'll never give it to anyone. So I'm sending it to Goodwill. I'm hoping we have a very, I live in a hipster area. Somebody may like this hat. It's very slouchy. It's very big. And it'd be very good for like someone with like big dreadlocks or something. It would be perfect. So I took the opportunity to do a few things that have been in there a while that I'm not either were from a few years ago. I'm not very happy with. I'm not going to give to someone, and I'm going to send them over to Goodwill, and hopefully they find a good home that way. But I was very upset about the moth, and I need to check that stuff more often to make sure nothing's happening. Another news, I've just been catching up on my TVs and movies. I let my DVR get really full because, I may have mentioned before, my boyfriend does not like to watch television. He's not a TV watcher at all, unless it's a documentary. And that's fine, it is what it is. But so when we hang out together, we tend to not watch the kind of shows I like to watch. So I went through a kick and I basically just told him, I'm like, I need to stay home and I need to knit and I need to sit in front of the TV and catch up on the stuff for like 7 or 8 hours. And he was like, okay, sweetie, I'll go visit some friends or something. And so that's what he did. And that's what I did. And I got through Falling Skies, which was a new show, a new sci-fi show about an alien invasion with Noah Wiley. And it was awesome. It was an abbreviated season. I think it was only like maybe 9 episodes for the season. But it was really good. And I highly recommend if you're a sci-fi fan or a people fan. It was a great story. It wasn't very overdone or artificial. There were a few spots where it was a little bit, but overall, I just really enjoyed it, and it was only a few episodes, so that was awesome. Another show that I find really funny is Wilfred, which is Elijah Wood, and it's based, I guess, on an Australian TV show about Elijah Wood as a character who basically sees this dog as a guy in a dog suit. And it's a little raunchy, it's a little, I don't know, slacker comedy, but I've been really enjoying it. It makes me laugh, as well as some of the other reality shows, which one of them rots my brain, which is Toddler and Tiaras, which I watch and I laugh. I don't know why I laugh so much at the show. It's just so wrong. Yeah, I've mentioned it before, my unnatural love of Toddler and Tiaras. And then Project Runway's back on. Yay, Project Runway. And Project Runway All-Stars is a go. Though Heidi, not as the host, I think is bad. It's wrong, but so it goes. They couldn't agree on money. But yeah, so that's the TV and stuff I'm watching in addition to like Eureka and Warehouse 13 and some of the other shows I enjoy. I'm also listening to the third book, via audio book, the third Hunger Games trilogy book by Suzanne Collins, The Mockingjay, and it's really good. The whole series is good. I highly, highly, highly recommend reading it or listening to it. And then the movie is coming out that they're making. It's just really good. And I especially enjoy the audiobook. The actress who reads it is really good and makes it a highly enjoyable listen to, even though the story, at least by the third book, it's not a happy-go-lucky story. I mean, you're basically talking about a society that picks children and makes them fight to the death. And so it's not a happy thing, but it's just really well done. The characters are very well written and thought out, and it's an enjoyable read that I highly recommend. So that's all I have for gossip today. So we'll move on to the Hollywood Knitter nominee for this episode. My nominee for this week, or this episode, is two things, two new shows that I like to watch to get international news. And these are BBC News America, as well as the Al Jazeera English, which is available, I believe, on PBS or some other shows. But both of these shows, BBC is obviously a UK-based show, and Al Jazeera is a news network out of Qatar, I think. These are both 30-minute shows that show, I have found, you can do hopefully a search, mine are shown at various times. But they really focus on what's going on internationally. So they show what's going on in the Middle East right now, in Libya and Syria and Pakistan. That goes on in the US. They usually have US stories, so they're talking about the debt ceiling. BBC is obviously really covering the riots and what's going on in London. I feel as a US citizen that our news that is on in general doesn't really give you what's going on globally. Like, I don't feel like we're knowledgeable in general about what's going on globally unless you try. And I find that is actually really sad. I mean, we don't live in a bubble in the United States. We are citizens of the world here, and a lot of what happens here and what we do, it should be really reflective of what's going on in the world. So these are both 30-minute news programs that are done. BBC News America, I think, is done Monday through Friday. I think Al Jazeera maybe 6 days a week. And I don't catch them every day, though I DVR them every day. I like to watch them to see what's going on in the world. And so what's going on in Africa right now with the famine and the horrible conditions and then the unrest that's still going on in Libya and Syria and Egypt. I mean, I think that we're in an amazing time right now in the world, and so many changes are happening, and I just find it sad that a lot of our news coverage in the US doesn't really show that. I mean, there's a lot of change, and I think it's very important for us to be aware and knowledgeable and what's going on. And so I like these shows for showing me those news stories and less biased about it. I mean, there's some that will argue that they're biased for change and insurgencies, at least Al Jazeera. But I find that they just do stories that I'm very interested in seeing. A lot of times it's very hard to watch. They do show a lot of the violence that's going on around the world, and so it can be not necessarily appropriate for small children or anything like that. But the reality is there is a lot of violence going around the world, and a lot of change that's happening in the world is tied to violence, which is not a good thing and not a happy thing, but it is a reality. It's kind of a sad state, I think, in the United States that we don't have a news program that covers that very accurately. We're always all about us, and the world isn't just about us. We don't, the United States is not the end all be all. And there's a lot of other things going on in the world, and a lot of other suffering, a lot of other changes that is good to know and that I want to support. So actually, after seeing news stories this week about the ongoing problems in Africa, I went to the American Red Cross and donated some money for it because it's just, I think it's very sad in this society, in this time period of the world, that children still die of hunger. It's horrible. And I want to do at least what small part I can. And right now it's money, and I do have it, and I'm going to donate it. So that's the nominee, Al Jazeera and BBC America. I highly recommend watching those shows and becoming more aware of what's going on in the world if you're not already. All right, a little LA story this week, just a little one. I want to talk about my mom and my nephew came out. It's probably like 5 years ago now. I think my nephew was like 4 or 5. This is another trip where my mom brought him out and we went to Disneyland. That was fun and it was great. And we were walking out of Disneyland and my mother looks over and she's like, "Oh my God, is that?" And I look over and I'm like, "Yeah, I think that's," at the time I didn't watch it. I'm like, "Yeah, that's the chick on Weeds, Mary Louise Parker. What else was she in?" And she's like, "Oh my God, oh my God. I want to go. Can I go talk to her?" And I immediately said, "No, you cannot." The woman was with her children when she was waiting. It looks, a lot of times when celebrities go to Disneyland, they get special guides that basically guide them around the park, and I think they help them navigate the lines, and they don't have to wait in lines like the regular people, which it just is. I think it's part of a safety hazard. It's if you have a star there, you're gonna have a bunch of people crowd around them. I mean, Disneyland is, where a lot of tourists go. So anyways, it was just very funny. She wanted to run over and I was like, "No, you may not. She is with her family." And I've said that before. I think that's sacrosanct. If you're with your family and you're out having a day of a regular day, you're not working, you're not asking somebody to come up and say, "Oh my God, I love you on whatever, da da da." But my mother took it very well and she's like, "You're right, you're right. She has her kids and she's doing this. It wouldn't be fair." And nobody had gone up to her while we were watching. I don't think people realize. A lot of times you're just under the radar. But she was very excited to see her. And she immediately called my dad and said, "Guess who I just saw?" And they had a little chuckle over that. And so that was great. Yeah, there's a lot of sightings like that in LA. Just little sightings here and there, people living their lives. And I like to notice, but most of the time I'm oblivious. It is one of the cool little things about living in Los Angeles. So that is what I have for today, except for my little production notes, which is a new section at the end, which will talk about what's going on in the podcast or and how to reach me. One thing I want to mention right now is that we are still having my tagline contest until August 30th. And I will announce the winner in the next podcast, which will be probably after my vacation when I come back from the Grand Canyon. You can submit a idea for what you think my tagline to end my podcast should be. You can do that by going over to the Ravelry group, which is Hollywood Knitter Podcast Group, or you can drop me a private message on Ravelry, or you can leave a comment on the show notes. And the show notes can be found at hollywoodknitter.com. And you can find me on Ravelry as Allison1031. I'm also Allison1031 on Twitter. And I'm Hollywood Knitter on Plurk, and I am trying to become more active on Plurk. You can also drop me a regular email at hollywoodknitter@gmail.com. I think that covers all the different ways to reach me. And I want to thank you again for listening and coming back and listening and leaving such great reviews on iTunes. It was awesome. I think there was one new one since last one. And I'm really just enjoying that people are liking this. And as long as people are out there listening, I'll keep trying to put it out there. So everyone have a great week. Have a great vacation if you're going on vacation like me. And I will talk to you in the next episode soon, which will probably be the August 31st or September 1st. I will try to do an episode. Cheers!